Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Yes, how you doing, Lily? Yes, I have a urgent situation where I looked at my Google ad, and, you know, I've been a customer for, you know, ongoing probably 8 or 9 years now, but I looked at it, and it said permanently closed, and that is not reflecting the correct information. We're not permanently closed.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm just curious on how that happened and how we can rectify that immediately, because want the correct information out there.
Gotcha. No problem. I'll be more than happy to help with that. What is your business phone number, please, so I can pull up the account?
214-532-2143.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Just be a second here. Okay. And you said I'm speaking with, I'm sorry, am I speaking with Kay from Kay Training? Okay.
Correct.
Thank you so much. Okay. Let me go ahead and check to see what's going on with that Google profile, and I'll be right back on the line with you here, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you so much for your patience, Kay. I'm still having our team check into this. It'll just be another second, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. One moment. Thank you again for your patience, Kay. Okay, so our team did confirm that that is on your Google profile. We're really sorry about that. Those are actually community edits. That means that someone out on Google made a suggestion saying that your business is permanently closed. We don't know why people go out and do things like that, but no worries. We're going to make sure that that's taken off immediately. So I want to say that it shouldn't take any more than 15, 20 minutes for it to reflect correctly. But either way, I will follow up with you the moment you can see that live out on Google, just to make sure that everything looks good and we should be ready to go. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So you're saying someone on Google did that?
Yes, it's called a community edit or a community suggestion. That means that someone went on your Google profile and suggested or made a suggestion saying that you're permanently closed. So Google usually alerts us within a few days' time. This must have just happened because we haven't gotten a response or an alert yet, but our team is already on it. So don't worry, this will be removed right away.
Okay. Is there any way to not let that happen again? What is another way for us to protect that so it doesn't happen again?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to stop them. But one thing I can do personally is I can make sure to check your account every day and make sure it stays live. If there is ever a time where it's showing permanently closed, I'll make sure to fix it within a matter of minutes. But unfortunately, Google doesn't have anything in place to prevent someone from doing that. So I will go ahead and make sure that we check your profile every day, first thing in the morning, just to make sure everything is good for your work day there.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's like some valuable time that I lost, you know, getting business there. So
I agree. I'm really sorry about that.
So there's really nothing I can do about that, or?
No, unfortunately, there's nothing that I actually unfortunately have another account that goes through the same thing. Someone goes on their Google profile and changes all of their services. And this happens at least once a week. So we have to go in there and fix them right away, just like we're going to do with yours. But unfortunately, there's nothing that keeps the public from doing that either. Somebody can make suggestions to change your hours, your services, and things like that. So we've battled a lot with Google with that. But unfortunately, they're not going to change their guidelines, at least not as of yet.
Oh, so you're saying someone contacted Google to do this?
No, not contacted. They just went on your Google profile and made that suggestion, that community edit. Same thing as with the other account I have to deal with that kind of issue. They just go on your Google profile and they make a suggestion or a community edit saying these are the wrong services or they're permanently closed. Sometimes I'm not sure why anybody would want to target you or do that kind of thing to you, but it does happen, unfortunately, from time to time. But it's nothing to be too concerned about, because I will make sure that we will check this every single day and make sure it's always turned on for you.
Wow. Okay, so this is someone who did that on their own volition. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely done by somebody purposely going on there suggesting that you're permanently closed. That's the only way to get that on there.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to keep an eye on that. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I'll check it every single day. Don't worry, we'll make sure to check it every day. And then as soon as it's back to open, which I want to say will be within the next 10 to 15 minutes, I should give you a call right back. Just to let you know everything's good to go.
Okay,
not a problem. And then just to confirm, here, Kate, we can reach you at the phone number ending in 9911, right, is where you're calling from?
Sure, you can reach me there, and also the number on the website as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll try both, just in case I don't reach you at one of those numbers.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was there anything else I can help with? Of course.
No, that was really it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again for your time and for letting us know, Kay, and I will give you a call right back. You have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.